Afternoon Jam. So I'm down in Orlando, Florida. Y'all know how I hold it down at our sister station in Orlando, Florida. Big Rob is at our headquarters, 1877 Peck Street, Major Wright Media Center. You got guests in the studio, right, Rob?
Yes, I do, man. I got some wonderful, bright, beautiful, black, intelligent children that came by. They wanted to see what you built. They said, I want to see what Paul built.
They didn't say Paul. They said Mr. Paul. He said, nah, a PA. I even take PA. Now, the community built that joint. They built that thing. You know, I just, the figurehead. So who all you got in the studio, Big Rob?
Oh, I got Miss Wyrick, and I got, how many kids we got here? 11 children here.
Oh, wow. And they quiet. That's what I'm talking about, man. Miss Wyrick don't play around. They know, don't play with her.
Right. And she got her partner in crime, Miss Smith, over here, too.
Okay. Well, welcome. So you have a young lady that's on the mic.
Yes.
What's her name, Big Rob?
Go ahead. Tell Mr. Paul your name.
My name is Anaya Anderson.
How you doing, Miss Anderson?
Good.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, I really did. I love all the pictures in the mask.
Oh, wow.
She wanted to take one of your masks, PA, and I told her she would have to ask you.
Oh, no, those masks. I might could bring you one back, but those right there is you know, if you take that mask, something bad will happen to you. You know what I mean? You don't want nothing bad to happen to you. You know? Have diarrhea every day for the rest of your life. But, no. What did you like most?
I like the black women, and I especially like the people that went to jail for not trying to ride the bus full of white people.
Oh, wow. What grade are you in?
Second grade?
Yes.
Are you playing? Quit playing. I need to see your birth certificate. I need to see your birth certificate. You sound older than that now. How old are you?
7.
Wow, you are brilliant. So your class is doing what for Black History Month?
I don't know. Our teacher didn't tell us yet.
Okay, this is part of your Black History project. So, you know, we're black.
Paul, I'm going to have Miss Wyrick tell you what this is a part of.
Yeah. Miss Wyrick, welcome to the Afternoon Jams. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And you?
All right. Tell Muskegon about your project.
This program is a program that I made for the children, and I wanted the kids to get up and close and personal with black businesses. We're touring all the black businesses around Muskegon Heights, and you guys are the second one that we have came to. Well, yesterday, J.R. Gray came to the school and talked with the kids about what he does. This is with the after-school program, Project Focus.
Oh, wow. Wow, I am so touched. I feel bad that I'm not there in the studio. You know, it's 80 degrees down here, Ms. Wyrick. It's hard to leave. It is very hard to leave.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're there. You know,
you got two places. When I'm sitting in Muskegon, like, why am I here? And it's snowing. It's 80 degrees in Florida. So I'm like, stick it out, PA. Stick it out. You know? But I'll be there this weekend for the black man. That is so nice for you to do this. Now, what is your role at the school, Ms. Wyrick? I know you've been there a while.
Well, this year I had the pleasure of becoming the site coordinator for Project Focus.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing the kids there. I'm going to stop by and see them when I come to town, if it's okay.
Okay, please do.
Come to the school.
And Paul, they think, you know, you had a lot of good pictures with famous people, and I told them how famous you were.
That's funny.
I told them about you were a chief in Africa. Can you tell Miss Anderson your chief name? Because I couldn't think of it.
It's Nana Kwame Yansa is my African.
Kwame Yansa?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Now, it's Kwame means I was born on a Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. So, so if they, if you know somebody named Kwame, if their name is Kwame, most likely they were born on a Saturday, and that's how they do it in Ghana. You got to go with us one day. When you get older, you got to go to Africa with us, okay?
Yeah, I wanted to do that. I really did. I never went to Africa before.
We're going to make sure that you got a little while since you're young. You know, you got about another 7-8 years. You can go with us. You can go to Africa with us. Now, tell us about your grades in school. Are you doing good in school?
Yes.
What you want to be when you grow up?
Be a doctor and a ballerina. I
want to
be a lot of stuff.
Okay, that's all right. That's good.
You say she ain't got time for that mess, PA.
She don't have time. Do you want to? No. You want to send a shout out to your family, people in your family, mom, dad?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to say thank you for my mom and my dad and my brother for putting me. My mom and my dad for putting me in Project Focus, and that I can learn way better about black people and how they was really nice, how they was really nice, and how Martin Luther King actually fought for us.
Oh, in the second grade.
Wow.
Wow, we're going to save this audio. This is being recorded. We're going to save this audio and give it to your mom. So 10 years from now, you go back and listen to this like, wow, I said that? Very intelligent to be in the second grade.
Yes.
I don't know if I really knew who Martin Luther King was when I was in the second grade. You know, we didn't have internet, of course, back then, but still. Shout out their name. You mentioned mom and daddy. Go ahead and mention their name so people can, like, no, this is their daughter.
My mom name is Shatoya Anderson, and my dad name is Troy Island.
Oh, Rob, take a picture of her, man.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture of all of them in front of the banner, and I will get one especially for you for her.
Man.
So you can tag this in the when you put it up.
I'll be able to give her my wallet, man. Which mask you want, Rob? Which mask you want, man?
I think it was the which mask did you want? The little one that was on here or the other one?
I wanted that other one.
That one right there? With the rhino on it, Paul.
Yeah.
I gotta see if it's one that can be replaced. Cause you done stole my heart, man. Second grade. I'm easy, yeah. Though. It's easy for me.
Man, she was asking questions right off the rip. I was like, oh, you like to talk. Oh, wait, I got the perfect thing for you.
I tell you what, I gotta go to Ghana. I gotta go to Africa in 2 weeks, within 2 weeks. Right after Super Bowl. You tell me what you want. You go online and tell me what you want, Miss Anderson. I'm going to bring it back for you if it's not too heavy, okay?
Okay.
It can fit in my luggage.
I'm going to send you the mask that she want, Paul.
All right. Oof, thank you.
I just sent it to you, bro.
All right, man. This is
too much. Yeah, she kind of stole my heart, man. She was in front of all these children, and she just immediately started asking questions. I was like, whoa. And then she had some of the... She knew a lot of the people that was on the wall.
Really?
That's what got me. She knew a lot of them. She had, if she didn't know, she had questions. So I'm like, yeah, you gonna do this.
Wow. What school you go to? You go to the middle school or Martin Luther King School?
I go to Martin Luther King Junior School.
Okay. All right. Hey Rob, man, if she want that mask, that's the I'll replace it if she want that mask, man.
He said you can have it. What do you say to him?
Thank you.
You're welcome. From a fellow tiger. I'm a tiger. You're a tiger. I can replace that mask if you really want it. If not, I'll bring you a new one. It's up to you. Grab it. You good. I don't worry about it.
You know, okay.
Don't ask for no money because I'd be on gay that up too. Don't ask for no money. Don't ask
you
for no
money. Got your whole wallet, huh, Paul?
All right. Thank you, Big Rob. Thank you, man. We're going back to some more music. Keep it here this afternoon, Jam.